This is an iHeart podcast.
Street communism, Chicago, ICE, separate Americas, pro-life. We have so much to get to tonight on I'm Right. We have a situation in the country, a very dangerous situation, and I'll be frank with you right now. I know I'm not supposed to say this because I'm on television, and I'm supposed to know everything, but I don't know where this is going to go. But I do know where we are, and we can talk about some things that are coming, some things that we've seen. So let's focus right now on Illinois. Let's focus on Chicago, what's happening there with ICE and their politicians and things like that, because we have to understand that there are parts of America that are no longer America. And that is very, very difficult for people to hear, for patriots like you to hear, for normies to hear. It's difficult for me to say. It's hard to accept that places that are, you know, should be part of our fabric, should be part of our country, they're not America anymore. But there are places in America that are not America anymore. We have always had, you know, red rural America, and urban America has always been more to the left, bluer America. That's something that has always existed, and that's fine. You could go on as a country. But what we have not had until recent years, maybe a couple decades, is the urban parts of our country, the blue parts of our country, that are completely separate communist fiefdoms, run from the top down, and we'll get to the down here in a few minutes, by communists. Communist governments, they are implementing communism everywhere they can find it. They are turning the animals loose on the streets to rape and murder people. We've not seen this before in the United States of America. You honestly, and I hate to even say this because I'm not making a comparison to the Civil War, but to go back to a country where we had separate countries here, you would have to go back to the mid-1800s, you would, where you just have country, the states, areas that they're not the same anymore. They're separate places. So let's talk about ICE, street communists in Chicago. ICE has, as predicted, as Trump said he was going to, they've been surging into Chicago to rid Chicago of as many illegals as they can get their hands on. These communist hubs, as we just talked about, these are obviously the places where illegals are going to flock because they're places where they're not only protected, they are provided for. And remember, elite communists need the mass importation of disloyal foreigners. It is everything for them. So that's why you're seeing the Democrat Party nationally, statewide, and locally do everything they can to keep these animals here. And this is why these politicians in Illinois have been speaking like this.
And know that there is the possibility that ICE will be on the ground and causing some mayhem. Don't play into their hand. And if you have the opportunity, please protest, pull out your phone, video everything that they're doing, whether it's an iPhone, an Android, whatever you've got, and make sure that the media sees it.
ICE is being very aggressive. Remember that they are zip-tying children. They are raiding apartment blocks in the middle of the night, separating children from their families, pulling people out onto the streets naked. They are using Gestapo tactics in Chicago, and this is what Trump wants to do, right? He wants to intimidate the people of Chicago. That's not going to happen.
Are you prepared to defend this land? This land that was built by slaves, a land that was built by indigenous people, a land that is built by workers. Are you prepared to defend this land? The people united will always prevail. I need you all to stand firm, to stand strong.
Are you prepared to defend this land? This separate land. And the people, the communists in Chicago, very clearly are prepared to defend this land. ICE in Chicago found themselves in a very, very dangerous situation as they were arresting and trying to deport animals. They were being followed. Their whereabouts were being leaked online. Their cars were being boxed in. We had one armed female say, quote, hey to all my gang, let's F those mother effers up. Don't let them take anyone. What happened from there? What happened from there is a situation we are very, very fortunate. It did not turn out worse. You know what it is to be boxed in traffic by hostile vehicles? It's a technique that's been used by everyone from governments to militias to street gangs, mafia types. You have a car on the road, you may think you're safe, and you may be a little bit safe until there's a car ahead of you and a car beside you and a car behind you. Now you are no longer safe. Now you are trapped in a box and you can die, and this woman was armed. And the situation has gotten so bad for ICE that they needed, and this is going to be the very, very uncomfortable and probably offensive part, they needed the local police department to step in and help. They needed more people. They needed more guns. And so how'd that go? Here's how it went.
And wanted for the hit and run. This guy fled from the scene at 37th Place in Kedzie. It all occurred, started at I-55 in Kedzie. Then they fled southbound at Kedzie, where that offending vehicle crashed. They ran the federal agent off the road.
So the chief of patrol, clear everybody up. We're not responding over there.
Radio tick. And again, per the chief of patrol, we have all the units that, per 999, chief of patrol said all units clear out from there. We're not sending anybody over to that location.
62, we're going to clear out as soon as we can, Spud. We're like locked in over here, so we're going to do the best we can to get out of here as soon as we can.
It's not just that the Chicago Police Department didn't help. There were officers on the way to help, and the call was put out, hey, leave them. Leave them. And the Chicago Police Department did. Now, if you watch this show every night, obviously we hope you do, you are not surprised that our ICE agents, that our federal officials walked into hostile territory and did not find friendlies, because I told you this was going to happen a month ago. The National Guard comes in. Unlike DC, the Chicago Police Department says, we're not working with you. You're not going to supplement anything. Hey, you want to go solve some crime? Say hello to the South Side. We're going to send in the National Guard without the cooperation of the Chicago Police Department. What happens if you wake up one morning and there's a Chicago gangbanger, black kid, dead, with a National Guardsman standing over him? What are the optics of that? Or even worse, what are the optics if it's a National Guard soldier, husband, wife, kids at home, dead on a street corner in Chicago? I'm not saying don't go. I'm saying be careful. Now, why did I see that coming? Well, this comes back to something we've been talking about for a long time on this show, and this is the part that might make you wince. It might make you throw something at the TV, send me an angry email. Maybe you're just going to turn it off and curse my name, but you need to hear it. I'm not saying this for fun. I'm saying this for your personal safety. This is about you, your children, your relatives, the people you love. Big city police departments in the United States of America cannot be trusted. Big city cops cannot be trusted. Why? Because that hasn't always been the case, right? And I realize there's always been dirty cops here and there. I get that, but that hasn't always been the case, right? Why did it happen? Maybe you remember, this is, 4 years ago. Yeah, it was 2021. Maybe you remember when I told you this.
A concern I've had, and please tell me if I'm wrong on this, is that who you're going to lose are the best officers, the smart, talented people, because smart, talented people have options. They don't have to get dragged through the mud every day, and you're going to be stuck with a bunch of big city police departments that are full of turds, either inexperienced rookies or losers who can't do anything else, and then you are going to have a corrupt, bad police department because all the talent left.
What happened was, and look, it's been happening for years and years and years, don't get me wrong. It just got really accelerated in the wake of George Floyd overdosing on drugs, which of course got blamed on the cops. What happened was these big cities, all run by communists, New York City, Portland, Chicago, we'll get to Portland in a moment. These cities, all run by committed communists, saw an opportunity to do what they'd always wanted, and that was side with the criminals and ensure criminals were set free. And so what did they do? They started cracking down in insane ways on their cops. In Minneapolis, they were sending totally innocent cops to prison for that whole George Floyd thing. Cops in big cities had war declared on them by their communist leadership. So what happened from there? Well, what happened from there was, yeah, a lot of guys close to retirement may have toughed it out for a year or two. Some are still trying to tough it out. But the others, the guys, the good people who want to fight crime, they want to arrest bad guys, they either retired, switched professions, or they moved. They moved to red areas, they moved to rural America where they can fight crime and arrest bad guys without fear of being thrown in prison if the criminal they're arresting happens to be black. But in big cities in the United States of America, there's still going to be a police force, right? So what happened when the good guys left and moved to Florida and Texas? What happened was the scumbags in leadership hired scumbags in police departments to be the new leaders, and the new police department leaders who are scumbags went out looking for more scumbags, and they have found them. They found them. And they now fill up the ranks. And so when you walk into New York City, you automatically, understandably, have respect when you see that New York City Police Department, when you see that cop car, when you see that cop wearing the NYPD uniform, you automatically think, wow, I wonder if that guy charged into a building on 9/11, but that guy probably wasn't even alive on 9/11. The guys who were alive and around on 9/11 have retired or moved. That new cop you're looking at is a DEI-hired dirtball who can't do 3 push-ups and would happily throw you in a dark cage the rest of your life because you voted for Donald Trump. It's happening now. It's where we are right now. Did you see what happened to Nick Sorter in Portland? Nick Sorter, Katie Davis-Court, I'm sorry. They're journalists trying to cover the Antifa protests in Portland as ICE is putting in their work there. Nick Sorter got assaulted and went to prison.
Get out of here, white guy. I'm walking down the street. You ain't going nowhere. Get out of here. I'll f*** your ass up. I will f*** your ass up. Get out of here. Get out of here now.
Guess who they arrested? Nick Sorter. Katie Davis-Court was just filming. Just a girl, a woman, small, just filming, not doing anything. Here's how that went. You saw how she looked afterwards. You know what she did? What any normal American citizen who thought they were living in a normal American city would do. She ran to a police officer. Not only ran to a police officer, she had tracked the Antifa person who hit her to a location, ran to the police officer, and practically handed him an arrest. The police not only didn't do anything, they blamed her. I know that this stuff is hard to hear. It's hard to hear and accept that we are in a place where you can't trust cops in a big city at all. In fact, they're probably your enemy. And if they have to, they will protect your enemies and send you to jail the first chance they get. I know that's hard to accept, but that's what happens when communists take over an area They always install their loyal apparatchiks at every level of power. The truth is, the right is going to have to take this back to blue stuff and be a lot more selective with it. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I am right. We're going to talk to Stephen Gardner about a bunch of things next. Now, let me make you a little more comfortable. It certainly makes my wife more comfortable. I'm a snacker, all right? I like snacks. Specifically, I like chips. I'm a chip man. I have always been a chip man. I used to have to beg my parents and they'd give me this wee little bowl of Doritos. It was never enough when I was a kid. But have you seen the ingredients? Not good. But here's the problem. Oh, the healthy chips are gross, right? No, that used to be the case. Not Massa chips. Massa chips are amazing. They're amazing. I have to fight my kids for them. Three ingredients. That's it. Three ingredients. Delicious beyond belief. No more preservative garbage. It's just beef tallow. It's... buy one bag. You know what? No. Get every flavor. Buy two or three bags. That's your new chip. Trust me. Want a big fat discount? MassaChips.com/JesseTV. Just scan that little thing on the television. Trust me, it's your next chip. We'll be back.
Today, we are signing an executive order aimed at reining in this out-of-control administration. The order establishes ICE-free zones. That means that city property and unwilling private businesses will no longer serve as staging grounds for these raids.
Okay. Joining me now, Stephen Gardner. Subscribe to his YouTube channel, as so many do. Stephen Gardner 1 on YouTube. Stephen, how exactly does a country deal with the fact that we very clearly have areas of our country, large areas, that have separated from the country? Our urban areas like Chicago are no longer part of the United States of America. We could stop pretending. How do we handle that?
So to me, this is very disturbing. I don't know how a mayor who has one of the worst polling data in America can suddenly say, businesses that are unwilling don't have to cooperate with the president of the United States, don't have to cooperate with police, don't have to cooperate with ICE or the National Guard. Oh, we're writing off big swaths of Chicago that don't have to obey the law when it comes to the federal government. So I guess if they're going to cut off access to an area, maybe it's time to cut off access to the funds that they are getting, because they're taking in billions and billions of dollars of federal money.
Okay, so why hasn't that happened? And I hate to even ask the question because I think I know the answer, but whenever the communists are in charge, they're more than willing to cut off places when they feel they want them cut off. When Republicans are in charge, it's a lot of threats. We're going to do this. We might do this. I swear it's coming. But it never actually comes at all. My tax dollars continue to flow to Chicago, and I want to know why.
I mean, the Democrat Party seems to be a chihuahua that barks and barks and actually bites you, and the Republicans are like this giant Saint Bernard. They have a lot of power, a lot of muscle behind them, but they don't do anything. It's really pathetic to me. I'm a big fan of President Trump, but when it comes to getting his people in place, actually cleaning up crime, I mean, Obama did more. Bill Clinton did more. So I'm ready to see a big change. I mean, just over the weekend, Jesse, you had federal agents that were attacked. A woman rammed her car into an ICE agent SUV, a federal vehicle. They then boxed this person in with, I think, 9 or 10 different cars. They had to call in the cavalry to come and help because the police chief literally put out an order over the police scanner saying, do not help any ICE agents. Do not help them. And then they had to bring in the reserves to help this agent out. And what do they find? They find the person that rammed into this ICE agent had a semi-automatic weapon ready to attack. So, I mean, it is time to send in the National Guard. And that's exactly what Trump wants to do. He's right now planning to send in 400 National Guard from the state of Texas. So now we were busing them illegals. We've got to bus in the National Guard to get them back out. I agree with you. I want to see more from this presidency, not less.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson also had this to say.
In the coming days and weeks, we may be pushed, if not forced, to take even more dramatic action if this administration continues to escalate and provoke our people. The extreme right in this country refused to accept the results of the Civil War. They have repeatedly called for a rematch. But in the coming weeks, we will use this opportunity to build greater resistance. Chicagoans are clear. Militarizing our troops in our city as justification to further escalate a war in Chicago will not be tolerated.
Stephen, the last thing in the world I want to see is another civil war. It would be horrible beyond belief, but it's starting to seem like that's what they want.
Yeah, why are we even throwing out the Civil War as something that could happen again? To me, it's like 400,000 Americans died trying to reunite the Union, get rid of slavery, and now you've got people in Chicago. You know what I think it is, Jesse? I think the Democrats have actually brainwashed their own people. They're literally got them convinced it would be better to have illegal immigrants receiving thousands of dollars every month more than our retired people, than our veterans, to invade our cities. They would rather have that than to have the National Guard to get rid of the murders, to clean up the illegal weapons, to get rid of the rapists. I mean, it's crazy. I live in an area where we have 0 out of 100,000 murders a year. I can't imagine being in Chicago where it's literally in the hundreds. I don't know. I think maybe it's time to just leave them alone and they can just sit in their own filth. But if they are going to say it's time to escalate against the federal government, then the federal government needs to either go in heavy with more National Guard or do what they're doing to Vladimir Putin and others and cut off the money. That's my thoughts.
Letitia James in New York City had this to say. Let's switch gears here a little and talk about the political angle. Here she was at a rally.
Stand up to an administration which is too male, too pale, and too stale. Too male, too pale, and too stale. Too male, too pale, and too stale. And we will not go away silently. We will not be silent.
Stephen, I know that plays really well with the street animals in New York City, and Letitia James is going to keep getting elected, but this kind of talk, this way of talking, is making the Democrat Party look like it's something on the way to extinction, and these people don't seem to care.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. The guy standing next to her with the biggest smile, he looks pretty male and pale and stale himself, but you know, they like to come up with these chants. And it does well with the New York audience. But the reality is Letitia James is likely on her way to jail for mortgage fraud. The documents are out there. I don't know what's going to happen to New York City. The other thing that is very disturbing is you've got the mayor of Chicago and the highest lawyer in New York, the attorney general, turning everything into a race war. Oh, they're white, therefore we are going to be killed by them. Oh, this administration has too many white people. Oh, black and brown people are being attacked left and right. I mean, I don't get it. I want a safe city. I want to know that my tax dollars are going towards American citizens, American infrastructure, but they seem to make it about race on the regular.
Stephen, let's talk about money. We've been hearing a lot about tariffs, and we're also hearing a lot about the devaluation of our dollar, but we're going to get money back. Where are we going with our money and our debt?
seems to be down the drain. I mean, I love President Trump. I'm a big MAGA person, but the dollar has lost 10% of its buying power, even with inflation under control. So people need to take that serious. That you have a government that we have a president who has figured out a way to bring in over $10 trillion in committed investment capital, dozens and dozens of major corporations bringing back jobs, hundreds of thousands of jobs, Apple investing here, John Deere, Microsoft, lots of pharmaceutical companies. But you have this like, I don't know what it is, congestion in Washington, D.C., where they don't care about destroying the dollar. They don't care about the average American person. They're so insulated in our nation's capital that I don't think that they get it. Now they're literally trying to reverse something that President Trump has put into place as a control mechanism for ending war, bringing back jobs and investment capital, and hopefully boosting American wages. That is the tariffs. But now you've got people saying, we got to get rid of the tariffs. The chief officer of America has no right to negotiate on behalf of America. So this is going to end up in the Supreme Court. Right now, they've brought in about $214 billion. They're on track to bring in $300 billion. And it's projected that they could bring in anywhere from $800 billion to $1 trillion a year. But if that money flows through Congress, I have very little confidence it's going to go to good places.
Yeah, me too. You can find him on YouTube at Stephen Gardner 1. Go subscribe. Highly recommend it. Stephen, thank you, brother. All right. The guy who tried to assassinate Brett Kavanaugh got a slap on the wrist of a sentence. We'll talk about the why in a moment. Now, let's talk about your mind and your mood. Look, we have these trying times ahead of us. And we have to do some things to make sure we are ready. We have to make sure our T levels are up. We have to make sure our mood is where it should be. We can't be all down and depressed all the time. We have to make sure that fog we live in has lifted from our minds. And that's what natural herbal supplements can do for you, because that's what Chalk's natural herbal supplements have done for me. They have so many things. Look, they have a pre-workout if you're looking for a natural pre-workout. They have a chocolate powder. You want to start out your day, vitamins and minerals. I take a male vitality stack every single day, over 3 years now. I'll never stop. Greatest thing I've ever done for myself, for my mood, for my mind. I'm better at everything because of Chalk. CHOQ.com/JesseTV gets you a big fat discount. We'll be back. So let's talk for a minute, just a couple minutes, about the system, because we have to understand what has taken place. And if you watch the show a lot, you understand this already. In fact, the news story itself didn't surprise you, but let's cover this again, because I know we have a bunch of new viewers. So listen, in every communist society, there are elite communists and there are street communists. They are separate divisions. The street communists are generally true believers, always malcontented, violent, mentally ill, and they have a job to do. Their job is to commit acts of violence on behalf of the revolution. So they will murder, they will vandalize, they will rob, they do all the things you see America's street animals doing all the time. That's their role. Then there are elite communists. These are politicians, judges, media people. They have a role to play too. They're generally not true believers. They just care about money and power, but they have a role to play, you see. They're giving out orders to the street communists because they want them to go do all these things, and the street communists do it. But why do they give out the orders? Why are they able, I should say, to give out the orders? They're able to give out the orders because the street communists understand when they get in trouble for breaking the law, and eventually they will, elite communists, judges, politicians, media people will be there to cover for them. This is the relationship. You are stuck in the middle. Elite communists, street communists, and then there's you. For instance, good example, Chuck Schumer is the most powerful Democrat in Washington, D.C. Chuck Schumer got up, you remember this, gave a speech threatening Supreme Court justices with the whirlwind.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
The whirlwind? Pay the price? What could he mean by that? Supreme Court justices are appointed for a lifetime. Can't vote them out or something? What could he mean by that? Why would he even say that? Well, here's why he says it. He wanted the Supreme Court to make decisions that benefited him, and they weren't doing it. They were frustrating him. So Chuck Schumer, he understands the street animals are ready there, violent, mentally ill, ready to attack. He gets up and he gives a speech like that, but it's not a speech. You have to understand, the street animals, they interpret those speeches as orders, marching orders, no different than when I was in the Marine Corps and my platoon sergeant turns and he says, go clear that bunker. That's an order. I have to follow it. The street communists hear that and they hear orders. And so one of these street animals got on a plane, flew from California with weapons, ready to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. By the grace of God, I believe it was his sister who turned him in, was caught just outside of Brett Kavanaugh's house. Okay, you got all that. That's an old story. But here's the great part. Well, the horrible part. A judge appointed by Joe Biden just sentenced him to 8 years in prison. Far years below the sentencing guidelines. That guy should have done 20, 30 years in prison, attempted assassination of a Supreme Court justice. 8 years. Why? Well, the elites gave the orders. The streets acted out on those orders. Then, what's their job? The elites. The elites provided cover for the streets. This is a horrible, horrible system. It is exactly what the communists did in every place they've ever done. They've ever taken power. They put in these judges to do exactly what our judges are doing. We cannot save the United States of America in its entirety without impeaching judges. I'm sorry. I hate to inform the low-T GOP, but you're going to have to get your hands dirty and start impeaching judges. Period. All right? All right. What happened with the Virginia Attorney General? Talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, I want to talk to you about your cell phone service. I want to talk to you about changing, making a change. Remember that corporate America, they are involved in this culture war now too. They have chosen to involve themselves. We can reward them for that with our business, or we can punish them for their sins. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile hate your freaking guts. They take your money and they use it against you. My cell phone company, Pure Talk, doesn't do that. They love this country. Switch to Pure Talk. Pure Talk, their CEO is a Vietnam veteran. Two tours with Mac Vesaw. You realize that? Two tours with Mac Vesaw. It's amazing he's alive. Most of those guys didn't make it. That's why they hire Americans. That's why they charge you less. They're on the same towers. Make the switch. PureTalk.com/JesseTV. By now, unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure you've heard something about the Virginia Attorney General's race. Outside of the state of Virginia, that's normally not something that would go nationwide, but when the Democrat candidate for AG fantasizes about killing a Republican opponent's children, that's going to make national news. And this is not some made-up internet scandal. He did it. He even went on ABC and admitted he did it.
A lot of politics is about trust. I can think of nothing more horrific than a mother having to hold her dying child. How can Virginians trust a man who said something so horrific so callously?
Well, again, I am so deeply, deeply sorry for what I said. And I wish that it hadn't happened, and I would take it back if I could.
I wish that it hadn't happened. Such a great way to put that. I'm going to say that to my wife next time I eat all the Doritos and she yells at me. Joining me now, Seth Gruber. He's got a new film out on Daily Wire Plus called The 1916 Project. Hey, Seth, he wishes it hadn't happened. So, I mean, all's good, right?
Jesse, brother, listen, if it wasn't wake-up time in America to understand who the enemy is, I don't know. I don't know when we're going to learn this lesson. I guess what I would say, brother, is those who celebrate murdering babies so they can have orgasms without responsibility will not hesitate to celebrate murdering those who threaten their decadent orgasmic lifestyle. This is not rocket science, brother. The patristics understood this. Lust darkens the mind, and lust, when fully grown, gives birth to death. James 1:15. The same kind of demonic spirit that murdered our friend Charlie Kirk is the same demonic spirit that has a very comfy and cozy home in today's Democrat Party that wishes, celebrates, cheers for, and demands the murder of those who stand in the way of the liberal utopian society that they want to invent. The problem with the utopian impulse, it always ends in bloodshed for those who stand in the way of you trying to create heaven on earth. It's wake up time in America.
It is wake up time, and I'll tell you, for the normies in my life, kind of the normal Republicans, they voted for Trump, that kind of a thing. The past couple weeks has been, honestly, it's been sad for me to watch them go through it. It's been quite a wake-up call as they woke up and realized this isn't just a far-left fringe thing. It's not one guy. It's not one girl. Maybe this professor or this politician. It has become mainstream Democrat thought that their political opponents kind of deserve to die. And maybe they'll kill them. Maybe they'll cheer when someone else kills them. Maybe they'll just hope they die in a flaming car wreck. But if they would just die, I mean, it would be better for everyone. This is mainstream Democrat thought now.
Well, I mean, listen, the Bible says that bloodshed follows bloodshed, Jesse. We live in a culture of death that has normalized and celebrated the murder of babies through all 9 months of pregnancy as a fundamental right. They are now arguing that it's also the right of minors or adults to chop off their genitals because their real identity is not connected to their body. And if you don't support their right to self-mutilation, you're responsible for killing them if they have suicide because they can't bring together their spiritual identity with their biological identity. Like, this is demonic, bloody ideologies, and we've been inculcated in it as a society for so long that now anyone who stands in the way of that is an enemy of progress and should be eliminated. And so we have to understand, as Christians in particularly, Jesse, that this is a spiritual demonic battle, okay? The enemy prowls around looking for those to devour, to cause chaos. And it's always targeted at the kids and the innocent, right? Of course, whatever the state senator was, I just forgot his name, that Jay Jones was saying those comments about. Of course, he's a normie. He's a conservative. He believes what most Americans believe. Let's not murder children. Let's not sexually mutilate the next generation. And so Jay Jones calls for what? He said between Hitler, Pol Pot, and that state senator, he said the senator gets two bullets. Let's let Hitler and Pol Pot live, and let's murder Republican senators. A poll came out saying 15% of the American public thinks America's better off now that Charlie Kirk has been murdered. That's 40 million people, Jesse. That would be the largest standing army in human history that would cheer for, celebrate, and demand our murder too for believing and standing against the same evils that Charlie did. This evil has to be reined in. This darkness and call for bloodshed needs to be reined in, and Christians need to wake up. Patriots need to stand up against this before it's too late.
100% true, and I'm glad you talk about the devil and children and evil, because so many of the normies out there do get confused of why the kids, you know, why are they trans in the kids? Can't you just be a tranny freak at the public library or something? Why do you have to shove it into kids' faces? And I've tried to explain the devil, demons love going after the most innocent, the most precious. It would never occur to them not to go after the kids. They don't want to go after terrible people like me. The children are wonderful. The children are innocent. So that's where they focus. It's not an accident they're in your child's kindergarten and they have a drag queen waving his penis in your daughter's face at the public library. They did it on purpose. We're not dealing with bad. We're dealing with evil, and evil doesn't have a bottom. There's no bottom. It just keeps going down.
Yeah, that's right, Jesse. And this stuff goes back a long, long ways. Like, I would recommend some reading to your listeners, Fire in the Minds of Men by James Billington, Origins of the Revolutionary Faith. This stuff goes back a long, long time. Like, weird drag stuff, weird gender-bending stuff, forcing kids to watch your weird gender-bending stuff. This is Palais Royal, French Revolution. Like, this stuff's been going on for a long time. None of these cultural battles, Jesse, are new. We're just so stupid in America, and largely the evangelical church, of which I consider myself one, that we look at these evils and we go, wow, pretty crazy, huh? Never seen that before. Never seen that before. What are you talking about? None of these evils are new. This is a renaissance, a reawakening of paganism. It's neo-paganism. And the darkness will always seek to wipe out the light and to target children. Not only is that like a biblical truth, not only do we know that that's how the devil and demons operate, wipe out little kids, but culturally it's always been the strategy of the cultural Marxists and the sexual libertinists going back hundreds of years. Because if you can inculcate the next generation who will be the future leaders with laissez-faire Jean-Jacques Rousseau sexual attitudes, then they're easier to control. Lust darkens the mind, and when you become a slave to sexual passion, they will do anything to keep that sexual freedom, even if it means murdering their own children. We have to realize that these were battles the saints and warriors of the church before us fought, and we need to reclaim that mantle and heritage of Christian resistance before it's too late.
I want people to look at your trailer for the 1916 project. Here it is.
How did we get here? Over 65 million murdered unborn children, gender-confused adolescents, pro-life counselors being arrested, parents who speak at school board meetings being labeled domestic terrorists by the federal government. We're all asking the same question right now, aren't we?
How did this happen? How did this happen so suddenly? Well, the answer is it didn't happen so suddenly.
We are now going to put the puzzle pieces together.
Where does the Stonewall Movement come from? Where does Playboy Magazine come from? Where does Drag Queen Story Hour come from?
The church needs to be Let the baby live.
Amen. Tell me about it.
Thanks, Jesse. The number one response we got to this film when we were screening it in churches before it will be streaming on Daily Wire this month was, I never heard any of this before, proving my point earlier, Jesse. And so a couple things you'll find out. Let's see. The Nazis got the term Untermensch, or subhuman, to describe those they exterminated from Planned Parenthood's founding board member. This board member of Margaret Sanger was the only American to have a one-on-one meeting with Adolf Hitler after he rose to power. Margaret Sanger was kind of the first Kamala Harris. She, too, slept her way up the levers of power. In order to be funded and have influence. You'll discover the abortion movement's connection to the Nazis, the pedophiles, and the KKK. We have been lied to for many decades. This film and the companion book rips the cover off of the century of lies of really the sacred cow of liberalism today, abortion and Planned Parenthood, who is also the largest provider of cross-sex hormones and puberty blockers.
Ugh. The 1916project.com is where you go. Go check it out. This is really, really important. And if I may, give it to your freaking pastor so he can wake up too. Too many of these pastors are lost little sheep.
Amen.
Thank you, Seth. I appreciate you, brother. All right. It is time to lighten the mood. And look, there's a lot of ugliness going on in these cities, and you know it, and I know it, and a lot of this is bad, and the potential for where it may lead us as a country is bad, but we should take some time to focus on the good, of course. And the good is this, these Antifa street animal communists, they get in these crowds. You know, they're just a bunch of dorks, degenerates, and losers, but they get in crowds, and crowds do what crowds do. They make you feel big and bold and tough. And they stand in front of trained federal agents in tactical gear, and they do things repeatedly that gets them into trouble. The adrenaline starts going, you're 10 feet tall and bulletproof. Soon you find yourself spitting on one of these guys, and man, that doesn't go well.
Get out of here! Get out of here!
Get out of here! Get out of our state!
Guys, stop.
That's assaulting a federal officer on camera. That's going to be a prison sentence. Oops. I see you tomorrow.
This is an iHeart podcast.